Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, William Burr, Director of Media Monitoring Africa. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
It's really a great pleasure. It's, look, I don't want to say that many of, some people that I know, a friend, doesn't always pay his TV licenses because he doesn't ever watch SABC. He feels a bit abused by the system. And we are seeing a lot of people with regard to both eTolls and SABC TV licenses. That's really where we've seen the a mini tax revolt. But now there seems to be this proposal around asking DSTV to collect those monies. Is that legal?
So, I mean, it's certainly could be legal quite easily, but I guess the first point is this, is that, you know, this is part of a white paper process because we're in desperate need of updating our media and technology policy, basically, in our broadcast policy. You know, it hasn't been updated in over two decades, so it's not surprising that we're going to see and hear a lot of things that are going to be radically different to the way that they have been for the last 20-odd years, right?
So, they should be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everything's changed in 20 years, you know, around broadcasting. It's just why they're proposing that you don't call it a TV license. One of the things we put in a proposal is around a public information levy. And it basically revolves around two ideas. The first is media in a democratic state, don't just help hold the powerful accountable. They help us understand what's going on. They help us navigate our complex world. They explain issues and ideas, all of those kinds of things. So we see media more as an idea of a public good, right, as something that is fundamental to a democratic state operating. Now, if we accept that idea, which I would hope that we do because of the critical role, you know, like IFM plays a critical role in helping people understand, you know, various issues, and that's essential for a democracy. You need diverse media, etc. One of the core elements of that is that you need a public broadcaster. In states where you have high levels of trust in media, one of the key elements of that is that you always have high levels of trust in a public broadcaster. A public broadcaster isn't just good for just good for democracy. It's good for all other media because it helps set standards. It helps offer something different. It helps offer content that you probably can't get anywhere. There's a place for people who often go from community into public broadcast service. So there's a whole range of reasons why it benefits the sector as a whole. So if we accept that you need a diverse media for democracy and that a public broadcaster is part of that, the next thing you say is, well, how do we fund that? And not just the public service broadcaster, but our media more generally, because our media are facing a massive crisis, as they are around the world, where their sustainability models have been completely ripped apart. You know, we've seen the decimation of print media. We're now looking at how do you find sustainable models of journalism more broadly. So part of it is about saying, well, even if you don't watch SABC TV, if you accept that you want to live in a democracy, part of that is that you have a public broadcaster. Whether you consume that content isn't actually valid at that point, because the reality is that the overwhelming majority of people living in South Africa do consume and use the services of the SABC. So then it's just about how you pay for that. So one mechanism, and it is just one mechanism, is this public license. And SABC's ideas, which we support actually, is that you get Mnet to collect that license. Why? Because they've already got a spectacularly effective, efficient system for collecting their subscriptions. Why not ask them to do this?
But doesn't all of this hinge on the fact that we need to trust our public broadcaster? So it whatever you're saying makes absolute sense to me. If the SABC were something that was an organization that was trusted, the reputation of the SABC over the last couple of years has really taken a knock. And I want to reiterate, because, and I say this all the time on air, not because of the journalists and the people behind the scenes and everybody who I believe are working extremely hard to try and keep keep that going. But on a more governmental level, there's been horrific interference, and we're not comfortable about the whole financial, I don't know, compliance at the SABC. So surely that's step one before we go to step two, which is how efficiently to collect the funds from the public.
So, you know, I think that everyone can be forgiven for being deeply and profoundly cynical about anything that happens at almost any of our public institutions, whether it's ESCOM, whether it's the health department, education. Certainly the SABC has been used as a deliberate political plaything by the ANC. There's no question about it. They can't deny it. You know, it's clear. It's right. Obvious. Not only was it a political plaything, but like almost every other key institution in the state capture project, what you've seen is a hollowing out of key personnel, breaking down of systems, instability around structures, and deliberately running an institution in a mode of crisis. And we saw that with the SABC for the last, from 2007 to 2016 kind of thing, where it was deliberately hollowed out and was running on the basis of crisis. So it lurched from one crisis to the next. And what that allowed is it allows for people to, do a whole lot of dodgy things in the shadows, and it also allowed them to try and control certain mechanisms. You know, that's what the Hlaudi Motsoeneng era was all about.
Absolutely.
The Ellen Tshabalala and the board chair and all of those other extremely dodgy people that were involved in the SABC at the time. Now, what's different, because I hear you completely, is that for the first time in our democratic history, just about since that very first board, we've actually got an independent board. And if you'll see, one of the reasons they keep making the news is because they keep saying no to the ANC, and they keep saying no to the minister. Now, whether you agree with them or not is a different matter to the fact that they are actually, unlike almost every other public institution, they're saying no. Whenever someone goes and tries to interfere, they say no. Let us try and run this. Let us do this. Let us see what's going on. And that's an incredibly good thing. The other key shift that we've seen over the last couple of years is that previously the minister always had a hand in the appointment of the CEO, the COO, the CFO. So there were always two centers of power, which again meant that your executive weren't accountable to the board, and they were, there was all sorts of difficulties with that. And now what you've got is that those senior executive team, again, are all appointed by the board. They went through due process, all of those things, and they're all appointed by the board. So in terms of key structural differences, you've got that. And then if you look at the issue of trust and credibility, the SABC's news over the last 3 years under Patiswa has improved, by thousands of percents. It's a chalk and cheese scenario from where it was under Motsoeneng to where it is today, and that's is an incredibly good thing. So I completely hear you. Everyone should be cynical about it and be very skeptical about how this thing can do it. But the problem is this. You say, okay, well, we don't want to pay it. Screw the SABC. We hate the ANC. We're not interested, whatever. But that doesn't help us get an independent public broadcast, and it doesn't help us get one that is adequately funded that doesn't rely on bailouts. So if that's the case, then you have to say, well, how do we fund this thing? And then we have to say, well, we have to look at those mechanisms, and that's where we are.
Right. Are you hopeful that we can get this right?
I'm more hopeful than I've been in a long time around the SABC. All of our institutions are too fragile. We forget that we're a very, very young democracy.
Absolutely.
Two and a half decades is not a long time for a democratic state. And we've seen just the damage that's been done in the last decade, and that's going to take us probably a decade to get to try and fix if there's enough of an effort to do it. And we see, you look at the stories around the NPA, how people are working from within to undermine all the time, and that's the same in almost every public institution.
Right. It's a battle for integrity. Very, very interesting perspective, and I really appreciate what you're saying and the good work that you are doing. We do unfortunately need to leave it there. William Burr, Director of Media Monitoring Africa. And we, of course, have been chatting about, is it reasonable for DSTV to collect proposed SABC levies? I'd love your thoughts on that.